I'd encourage you to remember those stories about Jared. We're going to hear a few more. And this time, David, if you would come and share with us.
Jared Floyd Carr started life on his own terms on April 4th, 1981, in an emergency room at the McMinnville Hospital in McMinnville, Oregon. While his proud daddy was registering at the hospital, one of the nurses came out and asked him if he was the father. He said, "No, not yet, I just got here." He was then informed that his son had already been born. Gary and Patricia brought their son home to their house in Laurelwood near Gaston, Oregon, where Jared grew up. This was the same house his grandparents had moved into when his dad was 5 years old. Jared looked up to his older sister, Sarah. When he was three, he got some money and, much to his dad's consternation, wanted to buy a Cabbage Patch doll because his big sister had just bought one. Dad talked him into getting a calf instead, so off they went to the dairy to buy Jared's first calf, which he named Joey. Joey was the first of many calves they would later raise. Jared named some of those calves Murphy, Big Mac, Whopper, T-Bone, and Sirloin. Jared was introduced to and loved and developed a love for dirt bikes at an early age. His dad was known to give him rides on dirt bikes. One of the more exciting events was when Uncle Gene bought a Honda 50 dirt bike for Jared's older cousin, Justin. That dirt bike provided many hours of fun while cousins Wendy and Justin and big sister Sarah and Jared learned to ride it. They all spent many hours riding the Honda up and down the road and through the woods to Grandma and Grandpa Pence's house. On one particular occasion, Sarah was teaching Jared how to ride. He was supposed to be steering. As they were going up the driveway, Jared started steering towards blackberry bushes on the side of the road. Sarah kept trying to correct him, and when it looked like it was almost too late, she finally just stood up. Jared and the dirt bike went into the blackberry bushes. Boy, was he mad at Sarah. One of Jared's favorite things to do when he was little was go to work with his dad. His dad did not have a boring desk job like some dads. No, going to work with his dad meant spending a day in the woods because his dad was a logger. One time when Jared was out there, he was bored just sitting in the pickup, so his dad suggested he learn how to operate the log loader. Jared climbed up in the loader, and his dad gave him a lesson on how to pick up the logs with the loader and move them. After the lesson, his dad went back to work falling trees within sight of the loader and left Jared to move the trees with the loader. When his dad looked back over to check on him, Jared had one of the tracks of the loader about 6 feet off the ground. He had picked up a log that was way too heavy and had thrown the loader off balance. His dad was able to signal to Jared so that he would know how to get both tracks back on the ground, and Jared was able to follow the instructions, and nobody got hurt. One summer, Sarah and Jared went with their great uncle Ron's family on a vacation in the North Cascade National Park. This was the first trip Jared remembered taking to the North Cascades. On that trip, he went on a hike with Uncle Ron that was approximately 30 miles long. Sarah remembers waiting in the camp for the hikers to get back. All of the adults were worried about Jared because he was the youngest. He was about 8 or 9 years old. When the group finally got back to camp, Jared was the only hiker that still appeared to have any energy left. This trip was the beginning of a love for the North Cascades that lasted Jared's entire life. Growing up, Sarah and Jared often heard their dad say, "If you get a job, you can buy it." Jared was good at saving his money when he worked or sold a calf, and he used that money to buy big items: a week at summer camp, a trumpet, a mountain bike, his first road bike. After buying his mountain bike, he spent hours riding with his cousin Donnie around the county roads where they lived. And they didn't stay local. They had an annual tradition of riding from Mount Hood to the Oregon coast every summer. By the age of 16, Jared had put over 3,600 miles on a single bicycle. When he was old enough to get a job at McDonald's, He bought his first road bike and then loaned his old mountain bike to Sarah to share his love of cycling with her. In 1996, Jared went to Upper Columbia Academy in Spangle, Washington, as a sophomore in high school. There he made lifelong friends that would later become his backpacking companions, cycling companions, co-workers, and even a future brother-in-law. While at UCA, Jared played his trumpet in the band, brass choir, trumpet trio, and the trumpet sextet. He was also an associated student body officer. After graduating from Upper Columbia Academy in 1999, he spent his freshman year of college at Pacific Union College in Angwin, California, pursuing a physics degree. While at PUC, he loved riding his road bike and his mountain bike around the hills of the Napa Valley. His sophomore year, Jared went to Walla Walla College to pursue degrees in computer science and mathematics. There he met and fell in love with his future wife, Kelly Gillette. He graduated in 2003 and found a job in Walla Walla to be close to Kelly. They married on June 20th, 2004 and settled in Walla Walla. In 2006, Jared began his career at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Richland, Washington. Even though it was a 70-mile commute each day, he and Kelly decided to remain in Walla Walla. They both had family in the area, as Sarah had moved to Walla Walla to be close to her brother. Plus, there was the Blue Mountains just on their doorstep. Jared wanted to be close to the Blues and often went there to go driving, motorcycling, mountain biking, hiking, and backpacking. He would also take day hikes in the Wallawas in Oregon, either with his dogs and family or on his own. Jared shared his love of the outdoors with others. He helped and encouraged Sarah to complete 2 Seattle to Portland bike rides and Kelly to get halfway through one. He encouraged and supported Kelly when she decided to train for a half marathon and then do 3 more. Jared and Kelly wanted to take long backpacking trips together, and they would go on overnight backpacking trips in the Blues or the Wallawas to build up her endurance for the sport. They planned on doing some more short backpacking trips this summer with friends. Jared started planning backpacking and hiking trips with me, his wife's brother-in-law. We were just getting started doing these things together, and he was helping me out with some of the finer points of backpacking. Jared would usually train for the Seattle to Portland bicycle event, and once completed, stop riding his bike until it was time to train for the next one. So last year was different. After completing STP by himself in one day, he kept training. He bought winter bicycling gear so that he could train in 20-degree weather, and he would wake up at 4 a.m. on his training days to get a ride in before work. He felt that he was finally in good enough shape to participate in Ronde Noring, which is an ultra-distance, self-supported bicycling sport. He had been talking about doing this for several years, but this year he felt he was in the best shape he had been in since high school. He was nervous about the 400-kilometer, or approximately 250-mile event, and thought that he might not be able to finish it. The last time Kelly saw him, he knew he was going to make it. He only had 30 miles to go, a short bike ride by his terms. In 2011, Jared and one of his high school backpacking buddies went on a week-long backpacking trip in the North Cascades, along what is known the Ptarmigan Traverse. They were planning on backpacking up to a point along the Traverse next month with other high school friends. His friends are still planning on going up there, taking some of Jared's ashes along for one last backpacking trip, leaving him in the place he loved.